If you like what we're doing here, Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. The time has come for Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who gets 1 point for being your friend, Aaron. And with me is the guy with the lime green Crocs, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. A little tired, but
yeah.
Overall, good time. It was a good time this week, Jay.
Yeah, a little woozy. I'm like, my blood is not...
You're feeling a little bit anemic?
Yeah.
And what anime did we watch?
Did we lose Jay? Blood to?
Yeah.
The magical demon girl classic, The Demon Girl Next Door.
Do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from High Dive. So Yuko Yoshida is an ordinary schoolgirl, until one day, the demon Lilith unleashes the dormant devilish powers, her devilish powers. Yuko transforms into Shadow Mistress Yuko, a supernatural powerhouse with horns and a devil tail. Now she must defeat another magical being named Momo Chiyoda, the shrine maiden of the Light Clan, who just so happens to go to Yuko's school. But being a demonic magic girl isn't as easy as it looks, and Yuko has a lot to learn before she's ready to fulfill her destiny.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And hilarity ensues after.
Mm-hmm. A lot of wacky stuff happens.
All right, are you ready for the facts, Jay?
Yes.
So it's a 2019 12-episode comedy supernatural anime. It was written by Izumo Ito, and what surprised me is it's actually a 4-koma manga. And it doesn't seem like it, honestly, to me.
Uh-uh.
Usually in 4-komas, the jokes are a lot quicker and...
It's more like skits.
Yes, exactly.
Than an overarching story.
Yeah, did not feel like that whatsoever. It was directed by Hiroki Sakurai, and he did the Parappa the Rappa anime, Digitara, Nanaka 617, Komardi High School, and The Disastrous Life of Sakai K. The studio was JC Staff, and they did A Certain Magical Index, A Certain Scientific Railgun, Revolutionary Girl Utena, Karen, Familiar of Zero, and Azumanga Daioh. Check out those podcasts, The Familiar Zero and Azumanga Daioh. It's licensed by Sentai Filmworks. The music was done by Miki Sakurai, and she did the music for Quintessential Quintuplets, My Next Life as a Villainess, and Agretzko.
Agretzko?
Yes, Agretzko. The opening is a Machikado Tangent by Konomi Kohara, Kohara, and Akari Kito, who are Yuko and Momo. And the ending is Yoi Machi Kanatare, performed by Kohara Kito, Minami Takashi, and Tomoyo Takagani, which are Yuko, Momo, Lilith, and Miken. And then a fun fact for this anime is the second season has already been confirmed.
Oh, wow.
So we'll be we'll be getting a second season hopefully within the next 2 years. JC Staff is a pretty big... studio. So
they've been around for a while.
Yeah, I think their first anime was like in the 80s, I believe.
Yeah, I believe it.
What did you think about the music, Jay?
The music is good, and now that you mentioned that Quintessential Quintuplets was also something that the person did, I can definitely hear it
right
in that.
The really like fanciful kind of music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think about the opening and the endings? I really like them both, actually.
Yeah, they're both really good, actually. I think I like the ending more. I did skip the ending more because I was trying to get through all these anime, like watch everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the ending is banging. It's like super up, like fast, like with the drum beat and all that stuff. But
right,
I think it's pretty good.
Did you notice all the allusions to like the future stuff that were in it? Which is pretty cool.
In the ending?
Yeah, in the ending and the opening, there's both, like, stuff that, as you watch, it starts to fill in.
Yeah.
Like a lot of like the one of my favorite one is like the cat guardian. And it's like the giant whatever.
The cat suit as well.
The clay doll that Lilith takes over is also in there as well. There's a lot of really cool things to the future. Like really random things too, like the Black Crow, who's in one, Momo has it when she's trying to like ward off the curse from Mikan. Is there, but that bird is also belongs to the girl in the Black Magic Club.
Yeah.
Like really cool details.
Yeah, the occult club or whatever.
Yeah, the occult club. But yeah, I really like the ending. The ending's really good. All right, Jay.
One thing that I really enjoyed about the opening is the, they call it a double popsicle in the anime, but it's called a, what is it called? What do you know those ice creams as? Those popsicles?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I just don't know what I just get. Because
I know Nancy's family call them bolis.
Oh, bolis. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's like the Spanish.
That's the Spanish version of it.
Yeah.
Or Mexican, whatever.
Mexican, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, but I was like, what the heck? Do they have those in Japan?
Yeah, I guess so. That surprised the hell out of me, too. All right, Jay, do you have anything you want to bring up?
Crocs in the anime.
Yeah, shout out Crocs.
Yeah. The character, Momo has Crocs and just multiple quite a pairs, few pair, too.
Yeah. Do you own several? I know you own a pair of Crocs, Jay, but do you own several pairs of Crocs?
No, I do want more though. Mine are really beat up.
I've been looking into Crocs, but my feet are too big.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm afraid I'm going to get a pair of Crocs and they're just not going to fit. This anime, the one thing I think it does super well, or I think it does actually two things really well. First being the sound effects.
Yeah.
Both, all of them are really, really funny because they're all like... Like, whenever it's onomatopoeia, it's, like, the characters saying it, and it's pretty good. I really love it. Like, the sound of crying or the sound of, like, panic. It's always...
Yeah.
Oh. And then the other really cool ones were, like the 8-bit sound effects that would come in every so often. Mm-hmm. The one example I can think of is when Yuko is in the cat uniform. And she's just stepping. And it's something that you don't even need. Because it's... Like, you don't see... I don't ever see her walking. Because it's always through the... Like a camera inside of the head.
Yeah.
But you hear the... In the background, the steps. Which is really convenient. Not convenient, but really nice, I feel.
Yeah.
The other thing it really does really well... Is the funny little details in it.
There's a lot of background stuff.
Yeah, so like one of my favorite ones is I forget who gets wrapped. Someone gets wrapped by a snake. I don't know if it's Lilith or someone else, but it's right when she introduces like the popsicles. Like she goes, "Oh, I brought ice cream,"
and then
you see the snake later, and the snake. If you look at the snake has the popsicle going down its throat. And I thought that was really really funny.
At one point, the little statue is in the snake as well, like being wrapped up by it, or being eaten by it. I think.
Yeah, there's the soda stained Kotatsu. I thought was really funny. So it's like after she, after Yuko introduces soda to Lilith, the next time she goes in there, Lilith's just like super lazy, sitting on a Kotatsu. Drinking soda, and then on the Kotatsu, obviously there's like spilled soda on it.
I love Lilith's sweater.
Oh, you're talking about my blood sugar is dangerous.
my blood sugar level is dangerous.
Oh, the other really funny one was when they were separating the trash with Mikan, and then Yuko finds out, or she realizes Lilith's statue is inside the trash. And there's like that eye catch at the end where she's like, "Oh, this doesn't mean you won," and she's digging through the trash. But right next to her is an open trash can, and you can clearly see the statue sitting there. really good. And then the one that I thought was super genius, that it got me, and I don't even know why this joke was in there, but it was so good. In the final episode, when Mikan is making it rain on Yuko, there's a point where Mikan says like, "Oh, 98 cents," and I was like, when I first heard that, I was like, "Why did she say that? That's so random." And then, like, in the next scene over, she's, like, talking to Yuko. And then you see on Yuko's horn, there's a 98-cent sticker that, because all the trash is getting rained on her. It got stuck there. Yeah, yeah. But you don't see that sticker until that point. Because I was like, I went back to go look, and you don't, at no point do you ever see that sticker on her until it shows you later. So it was, I thought it was like a really cool detail to throw that in.
That's pretty cool. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it was a weird line because I was watching. I was like, "Why did she even say that? That's so weird." And then later on, it like hit, and I was like, "Oh, that's really smart. That's really good." I also the other really funny thing the commentary they make on it is like the magical girl transformation.
Oh yeah, so I thought that was hilarious that they timed it and stuff like.
Yeah, and it's less than like a tenth of a second.
Yeah,
it's like a fifth of a second or something like that, or 900ths of a second it takes her to do it.
Yeah, but there's that one point where we get to see how fast it is.
Right, it's like
super,
a blur,
super fast. Yeah,
and then Mikan even says it too, like, "Oh, she used to do a bunch of twirls when she did it. Now she just is so fast, it's just a blur." Oh, the one thing this anime does really well too. Is it kind of lets you think for yourself in a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one of my favorite jokes, visual jokes in it, is that the ancestor statue has a broken horn like Lilith. But yeah. they never make it a point to point it out to you. It's just like the fact that it's there.
Yeah.
I really like that. The magic enhancing balls of protein she gets. I like how that's not really I mean, it is addressed a little bit, but it's never like flat out addressed.
Like, yeah, in usual, that's like what triggered her powers, right?
Yeah. And like they're like, "Oh, for some reason my power is or like our link is stronger." And like in a normal anime it'd be like, "Oh, a flash to," and Yuko being like, "Oh, it must be when I ate that ball." But that like never happens.
Yeah,
like the closest we kind of get to like that is like several episodes later. The friend comes up and she goes, "Oh, how was the balls I gave you? Were they delicious?" But it's like in the background of her asking, like she's asking, but Yuko's thinking about something else. And so like it's really like the audio level's like turned down, and then later on. I think Yuko mentions it, like, "Oh yeah, she gave me some balls that made my magic go up." Like, I really like how they leave it to you to put it two and two together in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Oh, I really love the casual explanation of demon blood and demon ancestry in this anime, where the mom was like, "Oh yeah, well, you're part demon." And there's a curse.
Yeah, well, the whole town seems okay with it as well. It was like, "Oh, you just grew horns. Well, this place is pretty weird, so whatever."
I just love how all casual it is in this anime.
Yeah.
I did not expect the ending to hit me as hard as it did.
I know, right? That came out of nowhere of the whole dad thing.
Like, the dad thing hit me. The whole ending just the whole ending sequence of her writing the letter. For some reason, it felt like really bittersweet at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it actually felt like an ending, you know? I guess it was the good point. Like, if I had watched, like, 23 episodes, and this was, like, the ending, I've been, like, really satisfied with, like...
How it ended
like that, you know? So, and then the dad as the narrator. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I just
that,
started
that was like
up.
A really weird twist.
Yeah.
That I was not expecting at all.
And then like I was gonna be like, "What, are they not gonna tell us what the dad
I know. I was like, "What? What is it? No, don't leave me hanging."
And that's another thing of like show don't tell. We're never told that the dad's narrator, but it leaves us to be like, "Oh no, the dad was the narrator the whole time." Like it's weird. It treats, which I shouldn't say it's weird, but it treats the audience with respect, like with its writing, and it's very that's very rare. For anime in general, not to mention, like, comedy anime.
Yeah, not to, like, hold your hand or something.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Especially in, like, comedy anime. It's usually a lot holding your hand. Any other general thing you want to talk about, Jay?
There was a reference to Bruce Lee that I like.
Yeah, the water.
The water thing, that was pretty cool. I think that's it. I mean, you pretty much told about everything.
Yeah, nail on that. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, you can tell I really, really like this anime. Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing I do like going back to like the how everything is like super casual. It's just like how wacky. It's just like the whole environment's really wacky.
It's really surreal, right?
Yeah, like the first episode really grabs you with how wacky everything is, like how like the mom gives her a fork as a weapon and.
Yeah. Oh no. Because you can't everything have
else seems like, because everything else would be illegal.
It's pretty good.
Their living situation, how they have like $400 a month.
Oh. You know what joke really got me, but it was like really obvious. Mm-hmm. Not really obvious, but really like on the nose was when she's explaining how like, oh, when if I try to save up too much money, then something bad happens. Yeah. She's like, oh, I tripped and my purse went down the gutter. She's like, one time she's like, a bird flew out of nowhere and took my purse. And I was like,
my check, right?
Yeah. And I started like kind of chuckling. And then she's like, even I had to laugh at that one. And then she's like, it was like her laughing but crying. And I thought it was, oh my God, I just thought it was so funny. Like, it's perfect.
She was like, even I laughed a little bit, but I was sad right after.
It's so like imagine that happened to you, like how like it is funny, but at the same time it's like, oh my God, why?
Yeah.
All right, Jay. I really love the art in this anime.
Yeah, the characters are pretty good. I like all the different clothes and stuff. I always mention that, but the different clothes and stuff. All the characters look really nice.
Who's your favorite design character?
The little sister, probably.
She's adorable.
The mom as well.
I think the whole family is designed really well.
Yeah.
Even Joshua. Or Joshua. Yeah,
Joshua is...
Looked pretty cool. God, I really just love the height difference between... the mom Momo. And dad? Yeah, no, Momo and... Yuko. It's just so fun. Like, she's like a complete head over her.
Yeah. Literally, she's literally a head of her.
Yeah, exactly. I really love Miken's hair. Has an orange in it. And if you didn't know, Miken is Japanese for orange.
Really?
Yeah, just like how Momo is peach. That's why she has a bunch of... Yeah, that's why she has a bunch of peaches on her costume, if you look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Miken has that orange in her hair, which is really cute.
She's always buying orange stuff, too.
Yeah. Yo, that orange and, like, lemon zest or whatever she made for...
I look
really impressive. Mm-hmm. I don't have the dexterity to cut oranges like that, like, into a flower. Yuko, also, like I said, really adorably... I have a thing for, like, short stat characters. She's definitely really, really cute. Her horns, really cute. Like a goat, not goat.
Ram.
Ram, yeah, ram. Horns.
Lilith.
Nah, I think she's fine.
One thing I really like about Lilith is the way that she does her evil laugh. The kick, kick, kick.
Dude, I guess we can talk a little bit about characters, but I really love how... Lilith like shaped up during the series. Like, I'm really happy like she's just as laid back as everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been so easy to make her, like, the straight man.
That, like, yeah.
Well, just the straight man.
That, like, pushes her to do something bad or something.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they made her, like, everyone's a really great comedic character. Even, like, the straight character is probably Momo. If you had to pin a straight, yeah, yeah, a straight man. One,
yeah.
But even then,
but like, she's also, like, really wacky.
Yeah, she's also, like, her, like, mundane tone gives her, like, more comedic character mm-hmm. to when she does something, like, completely wacky. Like, oh, yeah, pull this giant tire. Like it's, like, she's, like, serious. Pull mm-hmm. this giant tire. Do you have any notes for cinematography? I think me was, like, hiding the 98 cents sticker.
Yeah.
Was probably, I guess, like,
the, yeah, stuff like that would probably be, I don't know if that's considered cinematography or just a nice little thing to notice.
Well, I guess that would be, like, directorial choices, I guess,
too. I guess so, yeah.
All the background gags. Mm-hmm. Really, really strong.
The little sister always taking pictures.
That's adorable.
I wish we could, like, I was hoping there'd be, like, an ending where we get to see, like, all the pictures she took.
And she took a bunch, huh?
Yeah. There was one that I really wanted to see. I think it was, like, after she tripped, like, over the cardboard box that her dad's in.
Yeah, that's also a good one. You know what this comedy really reminds me of, too? At some points, like, how fast it is. It kind of reminds me of, like, trigger comedy in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it reminds me of, like, the baseball episode in BNA. Like, it's yeah, not it's not as, like, fast, but it's, like, it hits as hard, like, I feel.
Something like Kill a Kill.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, really zany. It is, like, really mm-hmm. zany comedy. It's, like, almost, like, cartoon levels of comedy.
Yeah.
All right, you want to talk about characters, Jay?
Talk about them.
All right. Do you have any least favorite characters in this anime?
Least favorite? I don't think so.
I don't know if I want to even pick one by default, because they're just so...
Yeah, I don't... If I was to pick one by default, I'd pick the occult girl, but she's, like, hardly in it, so...
Yeah, but I like, and I like
actually,
her, though.
And I actually find her, like, being obsessive over Yuko seems pretty funny to me.
And it's not even like she's underutilized, because I feel she has, like, that whole half episode that we get to yeah. meet her. And I don't think I need... more than that. I don't need, like, whole episode dedicated to that character. Same thing with, like, the soft tennis club girlfriend too. Her, like, her Henry, best yeah. friend. Yeah. She's really cool. Maybe I get, like, an episode with her, but she's really good being, like, at a weird antagonist at points.
Yeah, like the passive aggressive friend.
Yeah.
kind of thing.
She's like, oh, at least you gave me 1 point. Yeah, because you're my friend. I love that. I gave you 1 point because you're my friend. Like, she's, like, really honest about it. I love it. There's a real, like, to her character, she has, like, a, like, real crap-eating grin.
Mm-hmm.
Messing with Yuko, and it's really good. Any other utilized characters?
I don't think so. I don't think there is any.
I'm going to say so either. Like, if there's a character I wanted to see more of, I do want to see more of the mom.
Yeah, the mom and maybe Mikan.
Oh, Mikan yeah.
Mikan's pretty introduced pretty late.
Like, I think at like episode 8 or something like that. And even yeah, then she's not in it a lot.
She's in the opening the whole time. I was like, where's this orange hair girl?
She's even in the eye catches too.
Yeah.
And what's actually pretty funny is I don't know if you read the summaries on High Dive, but on the episode she premieres, it says Mikan finally makes her appearance. Her first appearance. And so, man, yeah, I kind of do wish she was more in it, but God, that's what the second season's for, right?
Yeah, exactly. Were the titles, like, really long?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? It's like the title of the episode's like a summary.
Yeah, it was like really, there's some of them that are like really, really long. Like mm-hmm. 2 sentences long each.
Yeah.
Almost like, it reminds me a lot of like, Soul Eater, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Where like Soul Eater is like, oh, the battle of wits and soul is this really the final battle? Or something like that. Like, it'll say something that like refer back to the title. I really love like kind of generic, or not generic, but template titles, to where like they all follow this kind of theme.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me, Jay.
Like,
oh.
does he have a chance?
Exactly. Right. Favorite character, I guess, is everyone else.
Yeah.
So
let's start it off with like Yuko. Yuko's pretty funny. I like how she's like not aware of like a lot of like common sense things, like a USB. She thinks it was like from
the U.S.
from the U.S.
I don't have a passport. See, I hate really dumb characters, but like, I don't know, for some reason, like, her ditziness was actually really funny to me.
Yeah, and it's kind of explained that towards the end that she was, like, kind of, she was schooled in the hospital, right? Because she was sick when she was a kid a lot.
The majority of her life or whatever, to a point, she was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Ugh. And I don't even like how the mom is like, oh, yeah, I was really ditzy until I got married. Who else you got, Jay? Momo?
Yeah, Momo's really good. I like her dry humor.
Yeah, really good. I usually don't really like straight man humor, but here is really good, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Mikan, also really cute.
Yeah.
I
like her. Her little curse thing is pretty funny as well.
Yeah, her gimmick.
Yeah.
The mom and the sister. What's the sister's name again?
Sister's name is Ryoko.
Ryoko. Super adorable.
Yeah.
Ryoko in that camera episode. I thought she was really, give her that really cool time to shine.
Mm-hmm. She wanted the war book.
Yeah, the Art of War.
Yeah.
And then, surprisingly, she got a camera for like $20. That was pretty cool, the toy camera.
Mm-hmm. But it looked like it was a camera that, because she was taking pictures without using the viewfinder, so I'm guessing there's no viewfinder.
Maybe that's why it's cheap.
Well, it's a toy camera.
All right. But it can take USB pictures,
which exist.
Right.
My son has a toy camera.
Does it take USB pictures?
Yeah.
Is it really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Excuse me.
It's like shockproof and everything, so that he can throw it across the room and it'll be fine.
That's cool. Have you seen any of the pictures he's taken?
I've seen a few, but he hasn't taken any lately.
And then the mom, the refrigerator, the new refrigerator dance, I thought was really adorable. And I felt her when she was like, oh, it can't fit through the door. You need a smaller. I like how that thread was followed up on, like, the new fridge.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of sad we didn't get to see the actual fridge come in. Because that'd been, like, a really cool little side plot for the mom.
Yeah.
Oh, I also love... One of my favorite scenes with the mom is she's like, oh yeah, I'd save up points to buy plates, but she could never get enough to get the same set. So they just had plates, three different types of plates for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Really adorable. And she's like, oh, this time I just saved enough to get three in one go. Like the obvious answer.
Yeah.
Real, real cute. And anybody else I'm missing, Jay?
Lilith.
Lilith is also really adorable. I really like her her character evolution through the series.
Mm-hmm. I really like the statue as well.
Yeah, oh man, the way how the statue talks, like it looks very funny too.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the jokes that I found like the most funny involve like the statue somehow. like Momo just chucking the freaking thing at the like in those like last two episodes. I thought that was pretty funny. And knocking over the dog food.
No. But that one also leads to one of my favorite ones where she's like calling for Yuko to come help her. And she's getting the dog toy out of the dog mouth. Then you can see like in the background that she's laying upside down in the ground. Really strong.
Yeah. I also like that when Mikan and Yuko went to the movie theater, I didn't notice that the statue was in the cup holder, but
Yeah.
It's later shown that he's
there. It's always nice to have a little seat for me. That is pretty cute.
Yeah.
Did you also notice, I don't know if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, but there was a Walking Dead reference in that episode.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. There's like the two main hero characters. Uh-huh. Like one was a sheriff and one was a guy with a crossbow.
I feel like there was a lot of more references in the beginning, but I don't remember.
But yeah, that was
not about that show specifically, but other things.
Yeah. I feel like the movie posters they were walking by were probably also references as well.
Oh yeah. Probably.
Yo, I really want to see Zombie Summer Vacation. Because that one looked like a real fun one. Alright, Jay. Do you have any moments we haven't touched on yet that you want to talk about?
Like favorite moments?
Yeah, favorite moments. Like anything, yeah, anything left you want to talk about.
I really like the first episode. Was really good with like how like really setting up everything and how wacky everything was.
I feel like
the fork and
I feel like the first episode is really good,
mm-hmm.
but like every subsequent episode after that is also like really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like they're better than the first episode, but the first episode does a really good job of setting everything up.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And then the learning the projectiles, and she's like making stuff out of popsicle sticks. I'm making a gun.
Popsicle stick gun.
Yeah, and then it makes the fork and the gun make a return in the dream. Like, yeah. Out of all the weapons you could think of, those are the two things you could think.
You bring like, up like jokes like that. It's so good. I really love it.
Yeah, that callback was hilarious.
I thought the actual progression to the ending was really good. Uh-huh. Like the base of I don't know anything about Momo is a thing. It's a constant thread going throughout the whole series.
Yeah,
it really reminds me of like Kobayashi's Dragon Maid in a way, where in Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, like the thread of Toru's like past, like her family, mm-hmm. is seen through like the whole series. And then until like the very end, then it gets brought up. It's like, okay. It's not like a normal anime where it's like, okay, here's 11 fun episodes. And then the 12th episode, all right, here's the dark part. This, I felt, was like a gradual build. It was a natural progression from the first episode to the last.
Yeah.
And really, if you think about it, stakes don't really get risen in that episode. Even though there is a little bit of a drama. It's not really high stakes drama, which I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. So it's like more like let's join forces, or I guess in Momo's case, she wanted just it to stay the same.
I know, it's so cute. little tinges of Yuri, I feel. At the end,
I guess so. I mean, it's all girl cast.
Yeah, a lot of blushing. We kind of get that relation with, if you want to make that logical leap of the mom became the dad's retainer, so that's why kind of it's like a marriage thing. All right, Jay. Oh, is there anything negative you had to say about this anime? I don't know if I have anything
negative
bad.
You know, one thing, it's not the anime's fault. One thing is like there's a lot of like stuff being said in the background, mm-hmm. and it kind of confused me when there's like foreground dialogue being said,
right?
And then, like, reading subtitles when there's like five lines and it's, like, going by super fast. It was a little hard to read.
I feel like that could be...
what I'm trying to say.
It could be... That could be fixed with, like, the dub, I feel.
Yeah.
And we didn't mention the dub because there's only, like, four episodes, but it was really good.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed that the dub didn't go all the way through.
Yeah, I really...
But it's still being made.
Yeah, I really like, Monica Rayal's Yuko. It was really good.
Yeah.
It matches like perfectly. It's like really spot on casting. And then is there anything else you want to say, Jay?
I had one.
But, I know, sorry I cut you off.
I don't remember what it was.
Alright,
it was just something funny that I remembered.
Alright, if you remember it
that I wanted to mention
during the wrap up, just go ahead and blurt it out. Okay. Alright, Jay, so the wrap up.
Now blurt it out.
We've done 130 of these almost, and I cannot still remember what how we go down the list. Accessibility. I think it's high. Anybody can watch this. There's nothing too crazy.
I remember what I wanted to say.
Oh, go ahead.
The one part that I found really funny was, like, there was a part where the little sister sees Yuko in her magical outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, blush. It was the blushing that reminded me of it. And she sees it and she thinks she's, like, so cool. Like, oh my God, this outfit's so cool. Do you think I could take pictures of you next time that you're doing stuff like this? Because, like, she thinks it was taken from a battle, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny.
It's really cute.
So accessibility.
Accessibility, it's high. I think anybody can watch this.
Yeah, apart from just, like, the skimpy outfits, that's pretty much only Yuko and Lilith's outfits are the skimpy ones.
But it's not even, like that's the joke of it, though. It's not even for, like,
their outfit is the joke.
Like, it's not even for, like, titillation or anything. Mm-hmm. It's literally, like, the joke of it's a skimpy outfit.
Yeah.
And then you can watch this on High Dive, dub and sub. I think the dub will be done by Halloween if you guys want to wait that long to watch it. But getting into the next part of rewatchability, it is really high, and I really want to watch the dub when it finishes.
Okay, yeah, because there's probably stuff that we missed or went over our heads.
Oh, yeah, just because there's some points. What color did you put the subtitles in? I don't know if you noticed what you could color? Change the color.
I didn't even know you could change the color.
Yeah, so you can either have them white or yellow.
Uh-huh, and what did you have it as?
I had it yellow most times, but it's bad because there's a lot of bright colors in this anime.
Yeah.
And a lot of, like, yellowish colors would blend in with the subtitles. So it made it kind of hard. And then, then I'd, like, swap to the white, and all of a sudden, like, more whites would be on screen.
Yeah.
So it was, like, a little annoying to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they need, like, a bar function. Like, it's, like, I think Amazon Prime has that feature where you can have, like, a blacked-out bar with subtitles or not. Yeah. And then you can choose, cool, like, the translucency of the bar as well. And this makes it easier to watch stuff with.
Mm-hmm. Or it makes it easier to read.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, really, really, really want to watch the dub when it
second
comes
season.
Out. Oh, and second dub, season, yeah, for sure. What's the thing that you want to... Oh, would you watch it, Jay, or no?
I'd watch the dub again. Or I'd watch it when the dub comes out, for sure.
I'd even watch it, the sub again, just because it's really good. I really enjoyed it. What's something that you'd want to see in season 2, Jay? I think they actually set up a lot of good stuff for season 2.
Yeah, well, Miken's in it now, so that's... It's starting off with her, so we're gonna have more time with her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her powers more reawakening, the training. Well, they are going to be training, so her powers are probably going to be coming out more.
You know what I don't want to see in season 2? Which is surprising. Battle scenes.
Yeah.
I don't want fights. I was really surprised, because I was like, all right, here come the fights. When, like,
I would want to see, like, not a physical fight, but maybe, like, more like the test fight, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, challenges for each other.
Or I would like to see, like, non-traditional fights, mm-hmm, I guess.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, I can't beat you, like, in a fist fight. All right, oh, let's play, like, cards or something.
Let's play basketball.
Yeah, like, something weird I would really enjoy. Yeah, just an alternate fight would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right, Jay. Final verdict. What are you giving it, Jay?
I give it a high recommend.
Oh, I was struggling with this a lot, and I am going with high recommend here. Mm-hmm. But this is one of those cases where it's really close to, like, a gotta go watch for me.
Okay.
I had a very, very fun time with this anime. More than that, mm-hmm, fun that I thought I was going to have. But yeah, this
for a random pick, you picked a pretty good one.
Yeah. So it's a high recommend. For sure, a high recommend. All right, Jay. Now that we've pulled our truck tires, our mine tires.
We lifted it up with ease.
Oh, you want to know something funny real quick before you do what we're going to next? I actually, the reason why I picked how heavy your dumbbells, how heavy the dumbbells, I can't remember the name of the thing. When I picked dumbbells, I mistook a meme from this anime for that anime.
Oh,
because there was like a the meme is of Momo lifting up the bar with one hand, like curling the bar with one hand as Yuko has the little dumbbell. Like in season or in episode like 2 or 3, for some reason I always thought that picture was from how heavy your dumbbells you lift. For some weird reason, I thought that's why I picked that one. I was like, huh, where is this meme at? Where was it at? Well, I guess I was mistaken. And then I saw it in this one, like, okay, that's where it's from. So really, really good. All right, Jay, what are you picking next week? What do you got for us?
All right. So I think this is probably the last new anime that I watched before we started the podcast.
Ooh, all right.
So we're going to be watching, Is It Okay to Pick Up Girls in Dungeons?
Season 1?
Yeah, just season 1.
You know, there's like, what, 3 current seasons, right? There's 3 and then what? The fourth one's coming out.
Yeah, so there's one. So the season that we're watching is, well, it's just the first season. There's an Amazon exclusive one where it's the same set of things but through a different person, different characters.
That's the second season, right?
Yeah, and then there's a second season.
Okay. And then there's a third season coming out too.
Yeah.
Next year. Sorry, I couldn't remember the word. Okay, so is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon?
Is it like wrong to pick up girls, or is it, I forget what the full, it's a long title.
I'm pretty sure it is. Is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon?
Yeah.
And where can we watch this, Jay?
You could watch it's on Hulu. I checked, it's not on Funimation. But it's on Hulu, the dub ends up.
Okay. Very excited to check this out, Jay.
And if you haven't watched it, right?
No, never seen it.
Okay. I really enjoyed it. And I think this is the anime that like Konosuba is making fun of, I think, or well, it's like something similar. Yeah.
Konosuba is just making fun of the whole isekai genre. And pretty sure this anime came out at the height of the genre. It's kind of dipping down now.
But I know Aqua is kind of like the
Hestia, whatever her name is. I know the chick, right? Isn't her name Hestia?
I think so, yeah.
The main character, the main heroine. Stuff like that. The useless goddess character.
Yeah. I guess there's like a... From what I remember, there's like different... I don't remember if they're gods or something like that. But like each god has like their own followers and they do like missions for them. I think that's how it is. And our main character, the god that he worships, he's the only worshiper.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. So it's pretty similar to Konosuba. But in a more serious context, I think it's also partly comedy.
All right, very
it's like action comedy.
12 episodes, yeah. Jay.
The what?
12 episodes.
13.
13. Very excited. Excuse me. And if you're excited to listen to our review next week, or excited to hear any of our other reviews that we have on our glorious channel, go ahead, subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast from. Peep out the Instagram, and if you have any recommendations for us, any criticisms, go ahead, leave them in the comments or email us at animecherrybomb.com. Shout out to your brother-in-law Eric for making us our new logo. It's beautiful.
Oh, did you get it from? I didn't send it to you, but did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. I got it from him.
Okay.
So if you go onto the SoundCloud, it should be on all of the social medias now. Or it should be on. It should change over. But yeah, beautiful, beautiful new logo. I kind of want to ask him to see if he can work on a new banner for us as well.
Oh, yeah. I could ask him.
Yeah, you can go ahead and ask him, see if he can work on it. And yeah, thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one.
Yeah, don't. Oh God, what's the line, Jay?
Combate or whatever.
No, it's don't let this think that you've won.
Oh yeah, that line.
Yeah, that line. Don't let this think you've won.